following podcast is a production of St. James Episcopal Church in Skaney Atlas, New York, and features thoughts and musical reflections based on the lectionary for this week. It is available on our website and Apple Podcasts. All music is licensed to St. James for streaming by One License and Christian Copyright Licensing International. For more information, visit stjamesskan.org.
Good morning. I am really delighted this morning to be welcoming Kathy Major as our preacher. She is a retired priest of the diocese who served for nearly 20 years as an interim. Kathy and her husband Philip live in downtown Syracuse, and I consider not only that Kathy is a trusted colleague, but a friend, and so it's wonderful to have her here. I invite you now to stand and let us lift our voices in song.
Holy Spirit, living breath of God, breathe your life into my living soul. Let the presence of the risen Lord come renew my heart and make me whole. Cause your words are
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Mark. Glory to you, Lord Christ. John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him, but he was not following us." Jesus said, "Do not stop him, for no one who does a deed of power in my name will be able soon afterward to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. For truly I tell you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose the reward. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believes in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than to have two hands and to go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than to have two feet and to be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and to be thrown into hell, where their worm never dies and the fire is never quenched. for everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another. The Gospel of the Lord.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. I thank my friend Becky for her kind words this morning, and I am glad to be with you again today. I was last here on the Feast of St. James. And this Sunday, the gospel lesson is a bit more difficult to preach. And I think your rector did a fine job of choosing this Sunday to need someone else to fill the pulpit. I know there were weddings, I know. But still, millstones and cutting off appendages indeed. And yet, on my office desk is a picture of my two grandchildren. Lincoln is 7 and Piper is almost 5. And this picture shows them at the very edge of Canandaigua Lake. They are peering into the water, Lincoln closest, almost in the water, and Piper leaning over her big brother, one hand on his shoulder. I can imagine that they are looking at some small creature, discussing what it is and how it lives. It's a picture of love between the two of them and of their interest and great joy in all of God's creatures. For me, this picture represents all the reasons that I want to preserve what is good and right and just in the world and why I want to change anything that might bring them harm. It's the fierce love for those I adore, that helps me make sense of the words of Jesus in our gospel lesson today. Jesus has just reprimanded the disciples for discussing amongst themselves who will be the greatest disciple, even though Jesus had told them that the kingdom of God will be something other than they expect, all of which we have read in the last couple of weeks. And then John seems to change the subject by his observation that the disciples have stopped someone they didn't know from casting out demons in Jesus' name. Jesus has a broader view of his ministry than his disciples have. Whoever is not against us is for us. Those who pray in the name of Jesus, even though we might not recognize them as fellow disciples, are not to be rejected or stopped. Where we put up walls and barriers, Jesus tears them down. Whoever is not against us is for us. Jesus gives this broad statement of acceptance, whoever is not against us is for us, and then says that if we make the young stumble on this point, we are in danger of hellfire. We are not to judge those who do things differently, but do them in the name of Jesus. James might say that their righteous prayers are also powerful and effective. I find this point difficult. I admit I would have been on John's side in this discussion. Most people who claim to follow Jesus as Lord are fine by me, but there are some groups that I find difficult to accept as sisters and brothers in Christ, and I am sure they are just as wary of accepting me. We might both claim to be Christians, but how we live out our faith seems completely opposite. Jesus says that I have no right to judge. I have no corner on the truth. I am to be at peace with them. I probably shouldn't even refer to them as them. I should realize it's not us and them, but just us. Our very human challenge is to remember that everyone is a beloved child of God. Each and every person, everyone I love and everyone you love, is beloved. Everyone I don't like and everyone you don't care for is also beloved. Those who are like me theologically and those who don't believe I should be a priest are beloved. All those who have received a vaccine and those who refuse vaccines are beloved. Everyone of every color and background and nationality and religious belief is beloved. And if we do anything that would lead them to believe that they are not beloved of God, it would be better for us, millstones, and chopping off offending body parts. Jesus is just as passionate about us as we are about our children and grandchildren. His words are as fierce as his love. And then Jesus talks about salt and fire. Fire can destroy. Fire also purifies. Fire gives warmth and light. For everyone will be salted with fire, Jesus says. Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another. I'm not sure I like the idea of being purified or salted, but I am sure that each of us faces challenges and difficulties. All of us are trying to find our way through this pandemic. When Jesus says that everyone will be salted with fire, I believe he's expressing what we know to be true about our lives. Every life has trials. Each one of us struggles to live faithfully. And the fire of God's Holy Spirit lives within us. The Spirit warms us, gives us light when we need to see where we should go. The Spirit confronts us when we go off on our own and challenges us to return to God's ways. The Spirit, through us, provides warmth and light in the world around us. If you've ever had to go on a low-sodium diet or chosen a can of unsalted vegetables by mistake, you know what a difference salt can make in the taste of our food. Salt preserves, yes, and also provides a delicious savor. If we have salt in ourselves, we are perhaps preserving the good in us and in the world around us. If we have salt in ourselves, perhaps we leave a good taste in others' lives. Every day, someone is watching what we do, what we say, and how we live. Every day, someone is being brought closer to God or driven away by our words and actions. Jesus is emphatic in his insistence that we are called to bring warmth and light and delicious goodness to the world. So be salt. Preserve peace. Bring warmth, kindness, light, the fire of God's love to whatever situation you find yourself inhabiting. O God, you declare your almighty power chiefly in showing mercy and pity. Grant us the fullness of your grace that we may be salt and light to your beloved world. Amen.
wherever you are on your journey of faith, all are welcome here. For more information about this or any program offered by St. James, visit stjamesskan.org.